Okay, welcome back. Yeah, boy, it just keeps pouring in. I'll get this news uploaded shortly here. I'm trying to add some more. Climate scientists are now warning about a multi-stage and multi-state mega drought Southwest. So clearly, we're headed for some very difficult times agriculturally. There are going to be food shortages, so you better take whatever chance you have to get out there and buy what you can. Put it away. You're going to need it. Mitchell Henderson is back this hour. He's with us every Monday, and we're going to talk about the latest in the obviously pending war between China and Taiwan. Allegedly, America as well, but we know Biden isn't going to step in there and do anything. And even if he does, he'd lose. It's going to be a very interesting military operation, probably unlike anything at all we've ever seen before, because of the difference in technologies that are going to be employed. Hacking will be a big tool, among other things. Hello, Mitchell. Welcome back.
Good to be here. Thanks for having me, Jeff.
Oh, it's always a pleasure. Everyone always learns more when you're here. And so the Chinese, from what I gather, reading between the lines and connecting a few little dots that I am able to connect, because we're not getting a lot of inside information about what's going on in China right now that I've seen, but you have better sources than I ever will. The Chinese appear to be preparing, and they're going to make their move probably before June. What do you think?
Well, you know, actually the best time for them to invade is April. That's before the monsoons come. It's before cyclone season. And this year, they're not even going to be surprised by a cyclone season because of what you were just talking about, the drought in the Southwest. That's caused by La Nina, a cold ocean along the equator, and that tamps down cyclone season. So they're not likely to have. This is a good year. If the La Nina year is a beautiful year to have an invasion, and you can't predict what year is going to be a La Nina
year. You're talking about in a few weeks.
You don't know it until you're in it.
You're talking about in a few weeks, potentially.
Well, yeah, it could be anytime soon. I mean, things are heating up pretty fast. Did you see the whole brouhaha about Tucker Carlson comparing the Chinese military, how they're trying to make their men more masculine and stuff?
I did run the story. Tell us about it for those who didn't hear it or see it.
Well, he was just comparing how the Chinese were trying to make their military more masculine, more strength, more aggressive and stuff. While at the same time, he compared the American military and said, oh, well, we have to have maternity flight suits for female fighter pilots and stuff and worry about hairstyle and social engineering. His basic bent was that the Department of Defense is about defending the country. You want the most bang for your buck. It's not a social engineering a place to do social engineering experiments and stuff. So that weakens us and stuff. It got very bad because the 2nd Marine Amphibious Unit actually put out on their official things criticizing Tucker Carlson, and they criticized him while they were in uniform. This is against military law. You cannot wear your uniform to make political statements, okay? It is forbidden. If you remember when Trump had that general walk with him across the street to a church, it was just so bad because it was a political statement and there shouldn't have been a general there in uniform. But it's okay to criticize Tucker Carlson, okay, because, you know, it's like if you're doing it against America and patriotism, then it's okay to do it in uniform, but, you know, not the other way. It shows you how weakened our military has become. We have a military of social justice warriors, not a military of fighting people anymore. The Chinese can kick our butt. even though their army is not that good, but they can still probably do handle us just fine. You have to remember they have 38 divisions. We only have 14, including the Marines.
Sounds like the Eastern Front. The Germans couldn't kill the hordes of Soviet soldiers fast enough. They were just overwhelmed.
No, they got overwhelmed. So we have the same situation in China. And their Navy, they have put lots of money into their Navy, into their Air Force and stuff to gain air superiority. Right. I mean, they have anti-ship missiles that they can fire from an aircraft 100 miles away from the ship. And their basic strategy is very simple. For example, in the carrier group, you have like Aegis missile destroyers, and they have like they can shoot 29 missiles out to hit 29 independently incoming missiles. So the Chinese intend to do is just shoot 100 missiles for each Aegis destroyer, and then they'll hit the carrier. They'll wipe out our fleet. Okay.
Oh, the fleet's
so a numbers game. There's many a military leader has said in the past, there's a certain quality about quantity. Okay. And as a matter of fact, Nathan Bedford Forrest, he had a saying.
Yeah.
He said, "The one who wins is the one who gets there the firstest with the mostest." Okay. So
it worked for him. I agree.
In the Civil War.
Yeah. Yeah.
So anyways, the news, the chatter continues unabated, okay? It's just like every day. You can see where there's strength and you can see where there's weakness. While the Allies vacillate on dealing with China, Russia and North Korea open fire on Chinese ships in their territorial waters, sinking 3 ships each, okay? That was just in the past couple of days. Okay, China and North Korea and Russia will just open fire.
Repeat that. China and Russia.
So North Korea and Russia opened fire and sunk 3 Chinese ships each. Okay, and this is just in the last few days.
So 6 Chinese ships were sunk by Russia and North Korea?
Right, by Russia and North Korea.
I didn't see a word about this. Nothing.
They defend themselves, okay? It's because it makes us look so bad. Listen, if you remember a few years ago, we had 2 incidents where an American destroyer sailing along Japan was hit by a super tanker.
I remember.
This destroyer is supposed to detect a small missile coming through the air towards an American ship, detect it, and destroy it. These American destroyers did not even see a super tanker headed directly for them. Okay, so that emboldens the Chinese. They say, well, look, they can't even see a super tanker coming at them, and they claim they can see all these missiles and stuff. But if they can't see a super tanker, then, you know, then it's just...
I remember that very well, and the lesson did not bypass the Chinese military at all, and you're right.
No.
And I will also suggest that you're also correct about shooting 100 missiles at an aircraft carrier, if that's what it takes. It just takes one to get through. They'll do it. And they've got that. They've got the missiles.
Some of them are duds. Some will hit home. You know, I mean, they're that's what their strategy is. It's called
They're floating mortuaries, those ships. It's sad. They're going to go down.
So Japan wanted to start dish shooting, but then they said, well, you know, actually the Diet or their Congress has to approve the shoot first policy, which they're working on. Okay, because the Japanese want to show strength like Russia and North Korea does. They don't want to show weakness. Listen, as far off as Argentina and Chile, their coast guards have begun sinking Chinese ships. Argentina opens fire and sinks Chinese ships. The second most powerful country in the world. In Argentina, which is way down in the numbers, okay, they have no fear of opening fire on a Chinese ship that comes into their national waters.
This must be fishing trawlers coming in.
Yeah, they're fishing $10. Yeah, but they're not allowed in somebody else's economic zone.
Right.
And people have a right to shoot and blow them out of the water if they come
12,
in.
12 miles,
and that's
isn't it?
Exactly what other countries do, but the United States won't do any such thing.
12 miles. Isn't that the outer or
yeah,
the international
miles.
Water
Well, the
boundary?
Economic zone is 200 miles off
okay.
the coast. Okay. So they 200 miles off, they can sink you. Okay.
All right, let me suggest one thing, Mitchell.
Yes.
200 miles. Now, I want you all to visualize this.
Mm-hmm.
Chinese submarines, Russian submarines, just parked out there, sitting on the bottom, 200 miles, 201 miles, whatever, offshore, at any moment, could cut loose with salvos of MIRV missiles that would take
yes.
out all our basic military installations in one shot, one wave. If you, they're probably 8 or 10 missile launching, cruise missile launching submarines from China and Russia off each coast at any time. That's my
yes,
guess.
There certainly
I don't
is.
Know.
There certainly is. They're there right now. Okay. I mean, they're that's what their job is. Get close to a coast so that they can shoot them with cruise missiles and stuff. Okay, so a lot of the countries in the area are kind of poor. Okay, so they have no opportunity to build up a large navy really fast. So what they did is Russia and India worked together to create this BrahMos anti-ship missile. That's a very
yes.
good missile. It's over the horizon. They can hit ships way, way out at sea, you know, several hundred miles away, whatever. It's a good missile. So the Philippines is now lining its coast with BrahMos anti-ship missiles from India and Russia
mm-hmm.
to deal with the Chinese Navy because they don't have time to build up a big enough force. It's an excellent over-the-horizon anti-ship missile jointly developed by Russia and India. The Philippines are also putting some on the Spratly Islands. They have built, reinforced and built up 7 of the islands in the Spratlys with Philippine military, and they're putting BrahMos missiles there. So that puts them in China's claimed territory with anti-ship
uh-huh.
missiles that can take
yeah.
out Chinese ships.
Yeah.
So they can inflict pain and they're willing to, okay? Vietnam has lined their very long coast. If you ever look at a map of Vietnam, it's a giant coast. It borders the whole western side of the South China Sea abuts the Vietnamese coast, and they have lined it with BrahMos missiles because they don't have time to build up a large navy. Okay, Israel is also giving Vietnam top of the line advanced weapons to deal with China. This is electronic warfare weapons, jamming weapons,
right.
Detecting weapons. Stuff like that. Okay. Today, the People's Liberation Army commander, General Su, said that war with the United States is inevitable. U.S. Army Major General Richard Kaufman replied that if the PLA commander says there will be a war with the USA, then we should take it seriously because there has never been an official threat from the PLA about mm-hmm. war with the USA mm-hmm. ever before.
Mm-hmm.
This is the
mm-hmm.
first time that they have said it. And this is just today, okay? And as I told you, the best time to hit the Taiwan Strait is in April because of sea conditions, okay? Let me see what else do I have here. Okay, so on the Iran front, Iran has told France, Britain, and Germany that there will be no more JCPOA talks and kicked the international inspectors out of Iran. Those nations said that they may sanction Iran. Iran says it is going into the election soon, so there is no time for any dialogue between the USA and Iran. I saw the foreign minister of Iran say that today. okay, in English. Okay. So Macron of France said that the world needs to ignore the USA, saying that the American military is a petri dish for social engineering and is a pampered, spoiled, weak, and incompetent military controlled by an ignorant and indecisive government. Okay, Israeli Prime Minister, this is not Prime Minister, excuse me, he's the Defense Minister, Benny Gantz, said that the IDF must be ready to attack Iran at any moment. Israel at this point does not care what Biden or Blinken thinks about anything. Okay. Now, this is you have to ask yourself the question, why is Iran so bold as to just blow off the United States, step up attacks on Israeli shipping, on Saudi oil terminals and oil production facilities? Why is Iran being so bold to do this? And why isn't Iran worried about Iraq, Israel, who says they're going to attack him? And Israel has a minimum of 300 nuclear weapons. Right now they have 16 cruise missiles sitting on a submarine in the Persian Gulf that can hit anywhere in Iran. So why is Iran not concerned with this? Is it, there has to be a reason. So
there is a reason. Don't know what it is.
There is a reason. Okay, and this reason comes from North Korean sources. It could be true or it could not be true, but they said that China has already delivered Iran nuclear weapons and delivery systems for those nuclear weapons.
China or North Korea? Did they route it through North Korea? China did.
No. They just go from China to Pakistan into Iran. It's a short trip. Okay, China to Iran.
They just flew them in.
And North Korea pimped them out. North Korea told on him. Because, I don't know if you remember this, but this was back when Trump first became president. The U.S. was saying, North Korea only has 20 nuclear weapons. Okay, well, then intelligence came out and said, well, actually, China gave them 20 more, so they have 40 nuclear weapons. Okay, including a 100-megaton EMP weapon that they can set off over the United States.
100 megaton EMP? Wow.
Yes.
Okay, let me go back here. Hold on.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hold on. China has apparently, according to Mitch, delivered Iran nuclear weapons. I said on this program about 2 years ago, if we want to stop all the threats from Israel and all the crap that's going on there, if Vladimir Putin would simply fly in half a dozen tactical nukes and turn them over with Russian support to the Iranian National Guard or the Republican National Guard, that would kind of checkmate Israel. So China has apparently done that same kind of thing. I was just speculating. But your sources are saying that Iran has nukes. They don't have to build them themselves.
That's why they're not talking to anybody. That's why they're not interested in anything. Their process is speeded way
That's why
up.
They say they don't need to build nukes.
Right.
That's funny.
So, this source from North Korea, though, is pretty good. Okay, a lot of people are not aware of what's going on in North Korea right now, but about a month, the beginning of the year, Kim Jong-un had come out and said, communism doesn't work. It's just impoverished my people. We're just not getting anywhere with it. We need to perhaps rethink this communist thing. And he said, we should try to ally with like South Korea, Japan, Taiwan, and those things to try to contain China. Now, at that time, Kim Jong-un, he also opened up more trade and ties with Russia, okay? And at the same time, he made it a death penalty to possess anything made in China, in North Korea. So if you're in North Korea and you have anything that's made in China in your possession, they will execute you, okay? The situation in North Korea is so bad that they've now had two military mutinies. If you look in Pyongyang, there's a city north of there called Chongyang or something. It's about 30 miles north of Pyongyang, the capital.
Yeah.
They had a military mutiny there that they put in. But then yesterday they had another military mutiny at Munsan near the Chinese border and stuff. So the soldiers are not being fed. Okay. The elites, the rich elites in North Korea are not getting their goodies. So there's lots of rumbling coming around and stuff. Kim Jong-un has, he offered to send his sister to Washington to talk, because he's ready to deal because he wants to be against China, not depending on China. Okay, there's a big anti-China movement in North Korea at the time. So we can see all these things leading up and stuff. Japan's trying to get stronger. Japan has an excellent military. All they need is they need their government to just give them a weapons-free order. Okay, which they're working on now, and they're pretty serious about. Because okay. They're very tired of China's bullying.
I'm sure. Hold on, Mitch. Hold on. I got to take a break. This is all of fascinating information. Hang on. More to come. It's very interesting to listen to Mitchell about the balance of power and the shifting thereof in Asia. These are big, big situations. I don't know what kind of an agreement the Philippines has with Taiwan in terms of mutual defense. I don't know if there's a pact like that. But I do know, from what I've seen, that the Chinese, it's kind of now or never. And so when Mitch says April, I would have figured maybe June, but I understand what he says. There's a reason for it. And let's just assume, Mitch, that China was able to successfully subdue Taiwan and turn it into another quasi-Hong Kong, which is what they want to do. They want the money. They want the resources. They want international trade. They want tech. They want all that. So they don't want to destroy the whole country. And it is a country. It's not a territory. It's a country. And the U.S. is beginning to call Taiwan an independent nation. And the Chinese hate that. If they are able to do this, what do you think the Obama-Biden administration or regime would do by way of actually ordering the U.S. military to try to take some pressure off Taiwan, if anything?
Well, I think that what they'll do is they'll be too slow, too late. This is what if you read the press in Japan, Korea, Taiwan, the Philippines, Vietnam, Malaysia, Australia, even Australia, just has no faith in the United States actually doing anything. And that is why this big arc, Germany is sending ships to the South China Sea. France is. Great Britain is. Australia is. India, Japan. One of the things that, one of the big things about Taiwan is you have to look at it, you have to look at everything in the sense of the first island chain, okay?
Sure.
The problem with China has now with Taiwan not being a part of China is that for them, whenever they send submarines out to go into the deep Pacific, well, they have to go through choke points through the first island chain that goes from
right.
Korea, Japan, the Ryukyu Islands down into Taiwan, down into the Philippines, Papua New Guinea, to Australia. There's a line there.
It goes all the way.
They have to go through small straits.
I saw a red line last week that showed that, Mitchell, and what he's saying is very important to understand. This is a long chain of islands, and there are many choke points. You got it. Very important.
So what what China cannot do is they actually can't get submarines through those choke points without being detected. So the reason that they want Taiwan is the only way that they can have any sway or power in the Pacific is if they grab Taiwan. They need it for submarine bases and naval bases. Taiwan used to be just called the aircraft carrier, a big aircraft carrier sitting out at sea, okay? During World War II, we captured Taiwan in order to have close-in air support and stuff, okay? It was an important place to take. So it's a very strategic island, okay? So if they can take Taiwan, then they have broken the first island chain. And that island chain is what contains China and keeps them from mischief, because they will bully all these little Pacific islands and stuff. And many of those islands are French and British-owned islands, Australian, New Zealand island islands and stuff, and they are going to have to put up with Chinese bullying if they do that, because they can range free if they do that. And it also threatens the second island chain. So the second island chain, if you go from Japan, you'll see this little string of islands, like south of Tokyo, a little string of islands called the Bonin Islands. And south of that, it becomes the Northern Mariana Islands, which is a United States territory. And then Guam, which is United States territory. Okay. So that's the second island chain. The problem with the second island chain is it's both Japanese and American. Okay. So having Taiwan, in Chinese hands threatens like Okinawa, the Bonin Islands, the Mariana Islands. It's a direct threat to the United States. But our government doesn't really care about that. It's more important that we give transgender soldiers $500,000 sex change surgeries. That's what's important, Jeff. Okay, I'm being
the world must just laugh.
That's the way our government thinks now. You know, and the Chinese are well aware of where we're at in our head. They know that we live in a delusional world that is not real. It's a pretend world. They know that we're there. So also, you have to look strategically at another thing. In war, what you want to have, you're always strongest if you have interior lines of communication. Okay? External lines of communication makes you very vulnerable. So, for example, China, even going out to Taiwan and the South China Sea, it is all internal lines of communications. It's all close to China. They can reinforce, they can supply, they can get logistics there. They're not going to be very vulnerable to attack while they're getting supplies and logistics to their troops. Okay, but what does the United States have to do to reinforce our military? We've got to cross the entire Pacific Ocean. That is a very long line of communication and very, very vulnerable to attack. Okay.
Eastern front again.
China has many such advantages, you know, in the war posture and stuff. And the United States is at a disadvantage because we're so far away. How are we going to, you know, this war now is so different. For example, during World War I, each soldier each day required 1 gallon of gasoline to support. Okay. In this day and time, each soldier per day needs 20 gallons of gasoline. We need that at a time when Biden is shutting down oil extraction, Keystone Pipeline. I mean, he's cutting our fuel right at a time that we may be at risk of going to war. And we need that fuel to run our war. Okay? He's making us vulnerable because we have to get that fuel from, guess where? The Persian Gulf. And are we going to get it through the Strait of Hormuz if we're in a war with China that Iran will be involved with? No, we will not. We have stacked the cards against ourselves so badly. But you know, we owe it to China, because the Democratic Party would not be in power today unless they worked with China to release the coronavirus on the world and use that as a pretext for a worldwide police state, basically, okay, to destroy the American economy, American jobs, American small businesses. I mean, you know, at a time when we, you know, fuel is war. You have to have fuel to fight a war, just like a soldier has to eat food to fight a war. You need fuel to get those supplies and get the troops where they need to be. Okay, their navy has outpaced our navy. They can take on our navy. The navy that Britain, Germany, France is sending over, and Australia is not a very big navy. The Chinese can defeat them all.
Token almost. It's not much more than that.
No. It's just show for show. Not only that, but they'll be done with their maneuvers by the time China's ready to invade Taiwan. They may not even be in the area anymore.
Their maneuvers are going on right now. That's right. You got it. I read some years ago a very extensive analysis of a Chinese invasion of Taiwan with several different concepts of how they might do it tactically and so forth. And it said almost invariably that 6 days is about as much as Taiwan can tolerate. That's it. Then they'd have to surrender.
In some of their areas, many people may not be aware of it, but right off the coast of China is Matsu and Kamoi. And there are little groups of islands right off the coast of China. Those can be overrun very quickly, very easily. In fact, they used to shoot artillery from the mainland and hit those islands on a regular basis.
Kamoi and Matsu, sure.
They've already been at war there, 56, 57, 58. You know, they've already had shooting wars off of those islands already. And that's back when China was extremely weak as a military power or an economic power. But now they have it. Now they have the power to accomplish their goals. Let me change the topic for a minute just for some COVID vaccine updates, because I've run across some interesting things. So there was a C-SPAN thing on a FDA meeting. It was very brief because almost as soon as they finished, they took it off. They censored it from everything. And this is a government open meeting, okay, with the FDA. And what they were talking about at this meeting were the aluminum nanochips put into the body with the COVID vaccine does cross the blood-brain barrier and can cause chronic inflammation, your body trying to reject it, and chronic neurological damage, but is absolutely necessary for safety of the vaccine. It is the zombie vaccine because neurological damage in your brain will keep you from thinking critically at all. This is why we need Skylink and AI so that they can think for us. It'll be so reassuring and so comforting that we don't have to think anymore. They'll do that with it for us. Okay.
Well, not to mention
people should
Musk's...
all be concerned about the fact that all social media and all media, newspapers, whatever, tried to shut down any negative information about the vaccine at all. Okay, why do they have to? Why can't there be open debate about this vaccine? Okay, there was also the Sloan Kettering report that COVID vaccine destroys the tumor-inhibiting protein P53 inside your cells, making everyone who gets the vaccine more likely to develop
cancer.
Not just one type of cancer, but multiple cancers simultaneously, making them hard to or even impossible to treat.
It's going to destroy our immune system, Mitch, is what it's
going
to do. That's been made abundantly clear.
It's going to turn your immune system against you, is what it's
Correct.
Going to do. So another researcher, Dr. Tenpenny, said that the spike protein produced by the vaccine adheres to your cells and therefore doesn't just coerce your body into making antibodies to the spike protein, but because these proteins stick to any cell on your body, it has your immune system attack and kill your own body's cells.
Right.
This is called autoimmune disease. She also explained how the vaccine permanently alters your DNA. She also described how the vaccine blocks ATP at the cellular level. Now, what ATP is it is the respiration chemical for your cells. Cellular respiration has to take place with ATP, okay? If you block that ATP, it inhibits cellular respiration and leads to a very chronic fatigue. It leads to cell death eventually. Our bodies ultimately die in all cases from cell death. We can tolerate some cell death. We have cells die all the time. But each of us have our own threshold where the death of X amount of cells leads to your death. She speculates that the COVID vaccine will kill at least 50 million Americans. Another doctor, Mikovits, said, because we don't stop this now, we can not only forget our republic and our freedom, but we can forget humanity because we will be killed by this agenda. She agrees that at least 50 million people will die from the vaccine, but she says even more will suffer horrible pain from the effects that they will such horrible pain that they will wish that they were dead. Okay,
you're going to see suicide rates go way up. Did you hear the let me add something here. The big story
yes.
today came from Italy, where
uh-huh.
Italian scientists, some of their best researchers, have found out that vaccines won't work for several reasons, but one of them is because the COVID-19 virus will also and has been found to also be entering and replicating itself inside common human digestive bacteria. Bacteria
Whoa.
Are targeting, let me reverse it. The vaccines are able to enter any bacteria in your body and set up shop and begin to replicate itself. No problem. So what does that mean? That means that now we have to face not just viruses, but bacteria. That means more vaccines will be made to take care of this and that type of bacterial problem. But there are too many different bacteria. And with no immune system, no immunological functionality left, we're going to die of very simple, normally not even noticed, bacterial infections. We have no way to stop them.
Well, it's even worse than that because, see, a lot of people aren't aware of this, but if you count how many cells are in your body, okay, there is actually more bacterial cells in your body than your own cells.
Yeah.
Okay, and that bacteria in your body, we have a symbiotic relationship with it where we help it, it helps us. Okay, for example, you need bacteria to make vitamin B12 to produce blood. Okay, it's gut bacteria that helps in that. Also, they have found that if you can have a healthy intestinal, bacteria, and get rid of the bad bacteria, it's bacteria in your gut that sends signals to your brains to eat bad food and stuff that's bad for you. Okay, you actually put on weight because of the bad bacteria. Because the bad bacteria, it wants you to eat foods that's going to help it, but not help eat the good bacteria that's in your gut.
That's right.
So that's big. Here's another thing, too, that came out today. There was a guy in Israel, and he was just talking. He got through on a cell phone to talk out of Israel, because in Israel, anti-vaccination talk is strictly forbidden. You can go to jail for talking bad about the vaccine. They want to be the first country to absolutely vaccinate everybody. Okay, if you don't get a vaccine, you cannot travel, cannot leave your house, you can't go to the store, you can't go to work, you can't go to school, you can't even go down to the store.
Right.
The guy was talking about some green passport that people were going to have to get.
Right.
I'm unsure what that is, but Israel wants to be the first country to be 100% vaccinated.
It'll be one of the first countries to be population challenged, shall we say. They're going to lose a lot of people. This Italian bacteria story today, I sent it to you, is huge. It's up at the top of headlines right now. It's huge.
Oh, okay.
It should be up there anyway.
I'd like to look at that.
I'm just going to read it again. Vaccines won't work because SARS goes right, not into your body cells. It goes into bacteria and sets up shop and starts replicating in bacteria, too.
Well, sure. Viruses infect bacteria. There's specific viruses called bacteriophages that they actually attack bacteria. And so that's their main.
Well, they're going to go right on in and make themselves comfortable and start cranking out replications. Nonstop.
Now, this is big, Jeff, because your body depends on these bacteria to live.
Yep.
Okay. It processes your food. It helps run your body. They're like there's certain bacteria, of course, that are bad for you.
99% of
bacteria are
harmless, and we need them. That's correct.
Right.
It's 99%.
I mean, when you take probiotics, you're basically eating bacteria, right?
Of course. Of course.
So. Anyways, so I sent you how you could look up that. Remember, I was talking about the Black New World Order the last time I was on,
and
I had reported them to the SPLC, and they didn't take it down. Well, I checked just after I talked to you last Monday. I checked, and there it was. It's the same thing. The woman in the oven. Getting basted to cook and everything. And I sent you how to get to it. You go to Black New World Order Rules, and then below that, there's a thing you can click on about the Black New World Order, and it'll have all the photographs in there of them hacking arms off of white women and putting them in the oven and stuff like that. So the SPLC seems to not think that that's hateful. Okay, for some reason.
Oh, no hate crime at all. No.
so anyway.
Just freedom of speech, right? Or whatever.
Yeah. I mean, listen, the thing people have to realize is that, maybe Biden and them Biden stole the election. The Democrats stole this election, and they didn't just destroy democracy in America. They're going to actually destroy our country, is what they're going to do. By the time it's over, a reasonable Department of Defense predictions say that just a small nuclear attack on the United States, say an EMP weapon alone, just one EMP weapon set off in the atmosphere above the United States. Now, you realize this EMP weapon doesn't do any physical damage on the ground. It just sends out a massive electronic pulse, okay? Well, the Department of Defense thinks that within 1 year, 90% of Americans would be dead from just one of those weapons being set off over the United States. Okay, so our government is not in the business. First of all, you can see they're not in the business of protecting our liberties. Okay, they're in the business of trying to take them away. Second of all, they're not even in the business of protecting us personally. Okay, I mean they don't even. I mean we. It's like I keep having to tell people, we hear all the time, well, the United States spends more money on defense than any other country. You get the biggest military in the world, the best military in the world. This is not true. Okay. We do not have the biggest military. We don't have the best military. Let me tell you, Jeff, troops in the Saharan country of Chad are better soldiers than American soldiers are. They're better at fighting than our soldiers are at fighting. Okay, they've been at war since the 1960s. They know how to fight a war. They're a good army. Our army is not. We've been in Afghanistan for 20 years fighting pedophile, bestialist, illiterate farmers with no superpower support, and we can't win against them in 20 years. So this is a signal to the rest of the world that our military is incompetent. We don't know how to fight. We lost our will to fight. We don't even know how to fight anymore. Back when, in 1992, I remember I was in the military still at this time, but we used to have these things called the principles of war that we used to every officer had to learn the principles of war to understand strategy and tactics and stuff. Well, under the Clinton administration, they decided that, that's too harsh and too cruel and inhumane, okay? So they quit teaching the principles of war, and so we don't know how to fight. Now, the Chinese, they'll use the principles of war. The Russians will, okay, but we just will not, you know? We're so busy virtue signaling as a country that there's no substance to what we do, okay? Nobody's threatened by us at all.
No.
We're not considered.
Agreed.
A world power. You know, another thing that we did back in the, this started in the 80s, and I hated it. And I could not understand why. I do understand why we did it, but I couldn't understand why our military leaders would allow this to happen. But we put everything into electronics and computers and stuff, and we knew when we started buying all this and made these tech companies super rich, we knew at that time that either China or Russia could knock all of that equipment out in less than 60 seconds. Okay. They, for example, wow. We have 200 men in a division that are responsible for electronic warfare, whereas the Russians in their division, a division's about 10,000 people. We have 200 people that work on electronic warfare.
That's
the Russians, they have 2,000 people in a division working on electronic warfare. Do you think we can communicate? We can use Blue Force Tracker if we go to war against the Russians? No, we'll be gone. And we know that. We've known that for the longest time. Okay? We're way behind the curve when it comes to electronic warfare. And right now, that's our... Let's put it this way. Electronic warfare is best described as our eyes and our ears. Okay, that's how we see what the enemy's doing. That's how we hear what the enemy's doing. They can blind us. They can make us deaf in less than 60 seconds of the initiation of a war. And
wow.
We did that.
Right.
We did that to make tech companies super rich.
Wow. Mitchell, thank you very much. That was one hell of an hour. I hope everyone listens again. You must. I'll put it up in his columnist section later this evening. Thanks, Mitch. I'll talk to you next week. Doesn't look good.
Okay. Thank you, and have a good week,
right.
Okay?
You too. Good night. Thanks. All right. We'll be right back. Hold on.